You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
To listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
To listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
The District Attorney David Walgren kicked off his opening statement today. Apparently, they are charging him with involuntary manslaughter, Conrad Murray, for the death of Michael Jackson. Now, this stunned me, and I think stunned a lot of us in the medical community. If you remember, Michael Jackson was being taken care of by Conrad Murray, a cardiologist who practiced in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I believe also Texas. I think he had his license in a couple different cities. And Conrad Murray, Dr. Murray, was being paid $150,000 a month. $150,000 a month to oversee Michael Jackson's health. Now, what was very interesting is the prosecution played a tape of Michael Jackson today where he sounded very drugged. You know, he was talking about how he wants people after he sees a show to go this, you know, he's basically kind of like the king, and that was, oh, am I snorting too? I gotta tell you, my orifices are just flowing. All right, sorry about that. I gotta wipe off the mic now. You know, you were listening. It was so chilling hearing Michael Jackson's, just kind of talking. He sounded so drugged, and apparently this was a tape 6 weeks prior to him having passed away in 2009. And you're listening to this from the prosecution, and at first I didn't realize it was the prosecution providing this tape. You'd think the defense was, because I think what the defense wants to do is the defense wants to say that Michael Jackson was actually using propofol to sleep for years. Now, this propofol we use in the surgical setting and as an anesthesia. It puts you to sleep under anesthesia. It's not supposed to put you to sleep in your normal house. Uh-uh. Supposed to put you to sleep as anesthesia. Then short half-life wears off when they stop administering it and you wake up. So they're trying to say that Conrad Murray was trying to wean Michael Jackson off of this. So the reason why Michael Jackson died is because Conrad Murray wouldn't give it to him, which really confuses the heck out of me. Or they're trying to say that Michael Jackson administered it himself. Conrad Murray was nowhere to be seen, although we still don't understand what all the hustling and bustling was, you know, prior to him calling 911, et cetera. And, you know, I'm not here to make judgment. I'm just confused as heck, absolutely confused by what's going on. But, you know, you hear Michael Jackson, he sounds completely drugged. I don't know why Conrad Murray was making the tape to begin with. And, you know, you almost wonder this was something that should have been used by the defense, because they're trying to say this was a gentleman that was, you know, completely out of sorts, possibly in and out of consciousness when he made his, you know, a decision to, I guess, go to sleep that evening. But then if Conrad Murray was really his doctor and he was on site, how could this happen? You know, and then, of course, there's question, you know, should a Conrad Murray, Dr. Murray, be tried for involuntary manslaughter, or should it be malpractice? You know, if somebody dies while using a medication, should that be malpractice and not a criminal suit? But then you have other people saying, what the heck is he doing using a medication like that outside the medical setting? So very interesting case, very weird. I'm going to be watching it intently, and I'm freaked out. I mean, I grew up with Michael Jackson. Because it's a thriller. All right, we'll be back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we got a great group rate this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, Vonage has not gotten rid of that no routes found. Just ignore it, stay on hold, and the GCN operator will pick up the phone, and we will get you on air. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. DRDALIAH.com, and please follow me on Twitter. I'm reading this here. Holly Madison insures her breast for $1 million. Now, Holly Madison is in the Vegas show. I think it's called Peep Show. I don't know much about Holly Madison. I know she's been just recently here in the news all the time, but how do you insure your breast for $1 million? Is it because you're worried they're going to pop? Right? I don't know. Saline, silicone going everywhere? Why would you insure your breast for $1 million. I mean, what body part would I insure? My mouth? My voice box? I don't know. I got enough insurance. I guess if anything happens to Holly Madison's breast, she gets $1 million. So, I don't know. See some room there for some funny business. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I'm an over-road truck driver. I'm 40 years old, and I just started on this new program with a doctor, getting these testosterone shots, and I'm seeing some results, but I just want to make sure I'm doing it healthy, and what your opinion about was on this age management medicine with the testosterone shots and stuff like that?
Oh, what a great question. Okay, you know, here's the thing. There's now this new, I don't know if it's considered a specialty, but you have a lot of doctors now specializing in anti-aging. And, you know, they deal with hormones and hormone shots. And, I mean, honestly, you know, for those of us that, you know, we have any, I guess, biblical sense, we know God's more in control. I don't really think we as humans have that control to stop aging. Yes, I think there's a way to enhance your youth. And I almost wish they would call it youth enhancing medicine rather than anti-aging. Okay. Now, if you are low in testosterone, I think it's a brilliant idea to get testosterone supplementation. Testosterone, low testosterone, it causes you to lose muscle. It causes you to have thin skin. So even though we concentrate so much on women and their hormone loss and menopause and needing to replace their estrogen and get their calcium up to protect their bones, a lot of times we forget about the man. And I keep telling people on the show, please get your testosterone checked. If your testosterone is low, getting supplements for that may definitely be worthwhile. My men feel better. They feel stronger. Sometimes have more sex drive. So what do you have to watch out for if you're getting testosterone shots? Well, again, you need that PSA looked at. You need that PSA, your prostate-specific antigen, watched. Like I talk about, if your PSA jumps more than a half a point in a year, that could be a little concerning. You should also make sure your liver's good, make sure your kidneys are good. Remember, testosterone is still a form of a steroid, so you want to make sure your blood pressure doesn't go up, although we really don't see it. You know, if somebody is deficient in testosterone, they do very well. Very, very well when they get testosterone supplementation. It's amazing how well your body does if it's truly deficient. You know, I mean, you'll have women, they'll take their mom's or sister's thyroid medication to lose weight, and they have side effects. They have abnormal heart rates, they lose their hair, they get sweat, you know, they get palpitations. They, you know, they don't feel right because they're taking something that they don't need. But when you're supplementing thyroid, side effects are almost non-existent. You don't see anybody have allergic reactions to the thyroid medication. So I'm a huge fan of testosterone. Now, the other stuff you get with anti-aging, I haven't seen enough scientific evidence for me to start telling people you need to go and get these hormones, growth hormone, et cetera, like that. I actually get a little nervous. Every time we seem to play with nature, it later bites us in the butt. So, however, I do have to say I have a lot of patients that do see anti-aging specialists. They get injections. They say they feel better. You know, all the power to them. You know, it's funny, you know, we're so worried about long term that sometimes we forget to live for the day. But then again, we don't want to do anything that could harm us. I mean, I haven't seen any harm either. But again, watch your kidneys, watch your liver, watch your testosterone levels. Make sure you're not getting too much. If your testosterone levels are too high, they may need to back off. You know, I tell people that with vitamin B. You know, people are getting vitamin B shots. Then they come to me as a new patient. They say, Dr. Dahlia, I want vitamin B. 12. I want a B12 shot. I go, well, what are your levels? And you look at their levels and they're through the roof. They're completely overdosed on it. Now, we don't believe you could overdose on vitamin B12, so it's not the worst thing. But I'm like, you know, look, you're already maxing out. The lab can't even measure you. So if the lab can't even measure you, maybe, you know, we need to back off a little bit. And, you know, some people will say, well, Dahlia, I know my vitamins are working when my urine turns that fluorescent yellow. That's the ribavirin in the vitamins. And your urine turns a pretty fluorescent yellow when you take the vitamins. All that means is your kidneys did not like one of the components in that vitamin and dumped it out, or it got too much of the ribavirin, and so it dumped it out. Remember, your body doesn't want extra stuff, so it's going to, a healthy body is going to try to excrete it. So when I have people say that their urine changed color with the vitamins, that, I don't know, sometimes that makes me a little nervous. Now, there's no risk to anybody having fluorescent yellow urine. Okay, I don't want you all to panic. But, it's interesting. If you ate a very healthy diet, rich in vegetables, All right. Does your urine turn fluorescent yellow? No. I mean, it may change color a little bit. You know, asparagus makes your urine, have a different odor sometimes, et cetera. But, it's interesting. When you take a pill, it's a heck of a lot different than the natural thing. So we definitely recommend going as natural as you can. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Nope. Okay. All right. No problem. Not a problem. All right. Call back 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So let's see what else we got here. Okay. This is really interesting. All right. We have a lady, Miss Carla Flores, a Sinaloa woman. That's the northwestern state of Sinaloa. I got to look that up. Oh, my gosh. On break, I have got to look that up. Oh, maybe it's part of Mexico. All right, I'll look it up. Oh, Spain. Ah, that's it. Okay, muy bien hecho. All right. Apparently, this woman, she was bombed by a grenade, right? She was just sitting there selling seafood on the street. She heard an explosion, was hit in the face, and the live grenade lodged in her face. So she had a live grenade lodged in her face. Doctors didn't want to operate on her. They CAT scanned her, they x-rayed her, they saw the grenade. They're like, no way. So what they did is they found three doctors and a nurse to volunteer. They took her to an open field to perform the surgery. And, God forbid it exploded and killed people. They want as little people dying as possible from this. And I guess the operation took only 4 hours. To get this, the lady was only given a local anesthetic. Can you believe it? Now, the grenade caused her to lose her teeth, left a 3-inch wound in her right cheek. But the soft tissue in the area apparently held the grenade to the point where it wouldn't explode. This woman is very, very lucky. They think the grenade most likely was fired from a launcher attached to an automatic rifle. People in the area where the explosion occurred are reluctant to speak about what happened. Oh, okay. So it looks like this is in Mexico. Oh, how spooky. Oh, my gosh. I got the picture here in, what is this, the Huffington Post. Oh, isn't that crazy? It's just absolutely crazy. I mean, I never took care of somebody that drastic. Can you imagine being told, all right, there's a live grenade. You guys have to, oh, my gosh. Oh, absolutely scary. I mean, I had somebody when I was in an ER and I took care of people in the emergency room. There was somebody who was getting ready for the 4th of July festivities. And I guess there was some, firecracker powder or gunpowder, something. And he decided to kick it off the sidewalk back onto the gravel. I'm not sure why it got there, but then he blows up his foot. Completely blows up his foot, toes everywhere. So our task was to help the surgeon. We had to stabilize him and then wait for the surgeon to come in or us to fly him out to get his toes reattached. Not good. Not good. I don't think he did that well. But no, don't kick any gunpowder or firepower. We saw a lot of stuff when I did ER. There were these two kids, Lake Havasu, beautiful lake along the Colorado, separating Arizona and California, and you had these jet ski jaunts all the time, and these young kids would get drunk, jet ski. Well, two kids ran into each other, and one we had to transfer to Phoenix, and the other one we took care of. Well, the one I'm taking care of, I'm looking at his leg. I mean, it looks great. But I see a piece of bone in there. I'm like, where the heck is the bone from? Well, it turns out it was a piece of bone from the other guy we sent to Arizona whose femur fractured. Disgusting! All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com Go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right. Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
To talk about still today. Thank you all for tuning in. Apparently there's an abnormal protein that may explain the loss of smell with Alzheimer's that they were able to find, actually try stopping production. This was kind of cool. Apparently there's this abnormal protein. I believe it's called AFP. Well, you know what? There's so many proteins in medicine called AFP. All right. Well, apparently there's this protein, and it causes nerve cells to die in the olfactory area. And this usually happens with people with Alzheimer's. A lot of people don't realize that people with Alzheimer's lose their sense of smell. It's called the amyloid precursor. Oh, APP, amyloid precursor protein. Oh, my gosh, I need glasses. APP, amyloid precursor protein. I was going to say AFP is alpha-fetoprotein. Whole other thing. Well, anyway, when they stopped this form of protein being made in mice, they found that mice were able to regain some of their sense of smell. All right. So I got to tell you, this whole amyloid stuff, this protein production that seems to manifest in people with Alzheimer's, they just need to learn how to stop it. If they could stop it, they could prevent Alzheimer's and loss of smell. They're so close, people. They are just so close. I could taste it. Oh, gosh. I got to tell you, they better hurry because I'm on my way to Alzheimer's. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, how you doing today?
Great.
The reason I was calling is because I take blood pressure medicine. I've been taking it for like the last 10 years. And seems like I have a problem with my skin being real, real thin. It's like, you know, if I bump my arm or something like that, you know, I start bleeding and things like that. Is there anything that I can take to prevent that from happening?
No, great question. Here's the thing. I don't think it's your blood pressure medicine. I don't think it's your blood pressure medicine causing the thinning. As we age, we get thin skin from UV light, from exposure in the sun. We lose the fat layer. When you lose the fat layer, you see more of your blood vessels. Testosterone. We talked about testosterone a few minutes ago on the show. Loss of testosterone does that as well. And so, I usually see people bleeding easily when they're on Plavix. Plavix are blood thinners that you could be taking for heart issues or stroke issues, or a history of blood clots. You know, people on blood thinners, they always just seem to bruise the skin. So I'll have a lot of people who are 70 years old that actually don't bruise at all or don't bleed underneath the skin because you aren't on the blood thinner. So if you're on blood thinners, yes, that could do it. If your only medicine is high blood pressure and you have thin skin, then, you know, sometimes we want to make sure you're hydrated because dehydrated skin thin. So we want to make sure you're fairly well hydrated. Of course, as long as your doctor says it's okay, make sure your heart is fine. You lost collagen. We lose collagen in our skin when it thins. Even though there's all these I don't want to say pharmaceuticals, all these like makeup-ceuticals out there, cosmeceuticals we call it, where they say, oh, we could replenish collagen in your skin. No, those don't really build up the collagen you need in your skin. But moisturizers help prevent some of the easy bleeding. So I would recommend moisturizers. Men don't moisturize. You know what? Just don't tell anybody. Pretend it's the wives. You can moisturize. Come on, really? Really, guys? Are you that worried about being metrosexual using moisturizers? Use the moisturizers. Now, you know, drying agents out there are your antimicrobial soaps, your Purells. I mean, we're big fans of them in the medical community. We have them all over our offices, but the truth of the matter is those are drying agents. I don't think they thin the skin yet. I haven't seen any studies showing that. But you may need to stay away from some of these alcohol-based moisturizers because alcohol is a drying agent. What else with the skin? There's really not much. Once you lose that fat and once you lose that collagen. Now, of course, if you don't want to be bleeding easily, you need to wear long-sleeve shirts. You need to protect yourself. You need to stay out of the sun because collagen loss is accelerated by the UV light from the sun. That's why we women are telling all our younger daughters and nieces, don't stay out of the sun. UV light, sun causes aging. It causes your loss of collagen, so your skin gets very dry and thin. That's why we want everybody to wear sunscreen and avoid the sun. So those could be options too. But I hear you. It's frustrating. It is so frustrating. I already started to see my, thin skin. And, I'm looking right now. I got some hair on my arm, so the hair makes the skin look a little thicker, but I bruise a lot. I'll just trip on something and I'll be black and blue. And my kids are like, Mom, what happened to you? And I'll do a blood test. That's another thing, though, too. Some of us, we really should be getting a blood test if we're bruising that easily. If you're not taking any blood thinners, you got to make sure your platelets are good, your clotting factors are good, make sure your blood count looks good, because sometimes easy bleeding could be a sign of leukemia. I don't want to worry you all. I don't want to, worry you all or anything, but, sometimes it could be a blood disorder, too, if you bleed easily. But for the most part, I just notice as I'm aging, I bruise easier, things hurt more. I don't understand that. That's, I think, what really gets me. I don't care about tripping and falling. You know, I mean, as long as I could keep my bone mass good. But if I fall, I can't get up. I mean, it hurts so bad. It's like I'm bruising the bone or something. And, you know, my husband has to come and pick me up. He's like, what is wrong with you? And it just, things seem to hurt more. Now, maybe it's because I have some fibromyalgia. Maybe it's because I'm just a wussy. I don't know. But it just is so frustrating how I'm noticing. I'm in my 40s now. Just, I don't like it because I want to be spunky. I want to jump. I want to be perky. I want my breasts above the waist and not drooping below them. And I can't stop the aging process. And it is so frustrating. You know, and everybody says, well, you go with it. You go with it. Yes, there's a way to take the momentum and go with it. But I don't want my skin to thin. I don't want my butt to sag. I'm trying. I'll duct tape myself before I give in. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hey, Doc, I got a couple of real quick questions. In regards to diabetes, I love my sweets. I love my Pepsi and sweets of that nature. I run 30 to 35 miles a week. I'm a heavy runner. 5'10", about 173. Would I likely be a less risk for diabetes? Since I work out strenuous activities, just kind of curious if that helps burn that off, that extra sugar. And another thing, on XM, we get you in the morning for 1 hour from 5 to 6.
I know.
And not enough. So
I'm sorry.
I don't know if you guys can talk to XM to get you on longer. Just thought I'd ask. Have a good day. Bye.
You are so sweet. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Thank you. You know, we are 3 hours now, thanks to Genesis Communications Network, putting me on 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. We got a great crew. We got Donovan on the board tonight. We got Kyle. Charles helps us out. We got everybody. And thanks to John Harmon and Ted Anderson for taking on my show. We are working on it. So thank you for that. I will forward to XM. XM is probably thinking, really? They can only bear Dr. Dahlia for an hour. Really? They want more? You know what? If you want more, tell them you want more. That's great. Okay, so back to the sweets. I like sweets, too. You know, I mean, I love Coca-Cola. It's very, very bad to drink, but I got to say, that's my vice. But here's the thing. The fact that you run that many miles a day, the fact that you exercise, that's good. That's very, I mean, I have to admit, I don't think I have one marathon runner who ever developed type 2 diabetes in the history of my practice. And that's knock on wood. However, if you're genetically inclined to get diabetes, then no matter how much exercise you do, you know, the genetics can still come into play. Now, what would the genetics do? Well, it could cause your pancreas to not shoot out insulin as well. It could cause your insulin sensitivity to go down. But the fact that you're exercising, you're hedging it off very well. Just make sure you still get screened for it. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruising.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's interesting. I didn't realize when you listen on XM, it actually gives you the phone number. You know, I was listening. One of our cars has XM. We have two cars now because one of us takes the kids and the other one sleeps in. I won't tell you which is which. And it's interesting, you can push a button and it tells you who you're listening to on XM. You know, and I expected to say some wacky broad, some right wing nut, something like that, you know, for me. But it actually said Dr. Dahlia and it had my number. I was like, ah, that is way cool. So if you ever can't catch my number, but you're listening on XM, you could do that. Where you could, I guess, I don't know what button it is. My husband pushed it so fast, but there is a fancy schmancy button, I guess you could hit on the car that tells you on XM, who you're listening to and the phone number. And then, of course, GCNLive.com has my picture up there, GCNLive.com. Sorry about the picture. I know y'all are trying to eat, you know, get through your day unscathed. Not only do you have to listen to me, but you have to see me. You know, that's why I'm not on TV. I don't think I can put anybody through that on TV. All right, let's go to some of your emails. Doctor, on X Factor this week, there was a very tall 19-year-old whose parents were both dwarfs. Was that a fake? Can two dwarfs give birth to normal-sized kids? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know if you guys watch X Factor. X Factor is, I guess, the new American Idol. I guess Simon Cowell and Paul Abdul and L.A. Reid and somebody else who I don't know her name is on there. But, yeah, I saw that. I saw that. There was a very tall, he looked 6'3". I think he was, I don't know, 19-ish, if that's what you say he is. And his parents were dwarfs. His parents were dwarfs, and yes, absolutely. I think from what I understand, most births will be, you know, depending on the genetic trait they receive, will be a normal-sized individual. I mean, I think I heard 4 out of 5 cases. I'm going to need to look that up, 4 out of 5 cases. Usually what causes dwarfism is a genetic disorder with the bone or cartilage, such that the limbs don't grow like they should, and then the trunk starts to be a normal size, but then the limbs don't grow with it, and then they have short stature, and apparently a height less than 4 feet 10 inches qualifies an adult as having dwarfism. There could also be growth hormone deficiency, etc. So if you have two people, depending on whether it's genetic or whether it's hormonal, a pituitary issue, etc., they still can have tall children. Or yeah, it just, I mean, this kid was tall. I almost thought it was a setup too, because, you know, these people wanting to, you know, get on X Factor or get on American Idol, if they have a story, the producer is all over it, and they follow you to your house and they follow you to your work, and so you get a lot of exposure. So I was wondering if, you know, he set this up. But no, it can happen. It really, really can happen. So interesting stuff. Okay. That's right. It's hard. I can't keep up with all the TV shows. I cannot keep up with all the TV shows, but I kind of like that because I like the singing, you know. I think Simon Cowell's usually, you know, right on with his judgment. How would I do on American Idol or X Factor? He'd probably say, what in bloody hell are we listening to? Get off the stage. Promptly. Urgently. All right, so 1 in 4 U.S. adults are now being treated for high blood pressure. Really? 1 in 4 of you? Count. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's right. 1 in 4 of you. Every fourth person listening to the show right now probably has high blood pressure. Probably more, because I maybe raise your blood pressure even more. All right. So let's see what happens. All right. Well, so what? Oh, the cost. Oh, this article is because of the cost. The overall cost that were spent on this condition was $47.3 billion in 2008. Well, yeah, you know, yeah, these medicines are getting fancier. They're getting more expensive. I noticed people with high blood pressure, they're needing more than one. You know, when I was in training, we'd start with one medicine and then would crank it up to the max before we added the second medicine. And then we learned, wait a second, actually there's a couple different mechanisms for blood pressure, which we've talked about on the show many times. And if there's a couple different mechanisms, then we need to cover our bases. And so sometimes what you'll do is you'll do combo pills, or you'll do 2 or 3. And then an article came out a couple years ago saying the average blood pressure patient is on 4 blood pressure medications. Now I got to tell you, I have a few of those patients. They are on 4 blood pressure medicines. A cardiologist put them on a calcium channel blocker, an ACE inhibitor, a diuretic, a beta blocker. And then their blood pressure is still high, and they come and see me, and I go, I don't know what else to add. You're on 4 medicine. for medicine. So you play around with it, but these are people with very genetically induced high blood pressure, and I mean, you could barely keep these people in control. Now, yesterday during one of our hours of the show, we talked about how prehypertension may need to be treated, because prehypertension puts you at risk for stroke, just like high blood pressure. And prehypertension was between 120 over 139, you know, your systolic, over 80 over 89. So if you're walking around with a blood pressure of 120 over 80, right, we doctors consider that prehypertension. What? I don't prehypertension. What? I don't make the rules. I don't make the rules. Okay, 120 over 80 may actually be a little high. So this is what I just recommend to everybody, because I don't even know what to do. I think my blood pressure goes up and down. I got kids. I got dogs. I got cats. By the way, two of my cats and one of my dogs have diarrhea. And my house now has puddles. I can't stand it. I'm going to have to now clean the carpets. I got this brown. You don't even know until you step in it. It's horrible. I'm going to just, you know, live in the studio. I'm just going to move me and the family to the studio, because I'm not letting the animals ever in. You know, I don't bring the animals to the studios. But so anyway, that really raises my blood pressure. You step in poop? Oh, my gosh. Or I step on, you know, one of the underwears in the house that have a skid mark on it. I can't stand it. Because the problem is the shower is never close by the poo-poo. Do you notice that? And so you have to limp. You can't hop one leg all the way to the shower to wash off your foot. So you're trying to put pressure on the part of the foot that doesn't have the poo-poo so you don't track the crap all across. I can't stand it. Okay, anyway, so my blood pressure's up. All right, so back to blood pressure. 120 over 80. What do you do with it? This is what I would do. This is what I do. I think everybody should have a blood pressure cuff in their house. It's not that expensive. Things like $25, $35. Get a blood pressure cuff. Not the one with the wrist, but the one that goes, you know, on the arm, the fleshy part of the arm. Check your blood pressure at home. Now, you know, when you check your blood pressure, you're not supposed to be talking. You're not supposed to be yelling at the kids. You're not supposed to be talking to your mother-in-law. All right? You know, don't be doing that. Your blood pressure will go up. All right, don't be watching Hell's Kitchen. You know, I love the show, but that makes my blood pressure rise, especially when the idiots aren't, you know, kicked off when they should be. That Elise drove me crazy. The woman was such a wench. Anyway, just all she was doing was complaining. Totally, just I can't stand complaining. I can't stand it, but I love the show, so I watch it. Anyway, you know, you sit quietly. You don't cross your legs. Your legs have to be on. By the way, yeah, when you guys are in the doctor's office, don't be talking, chit-chatting with the nurse, crossing your legs. You sit upright, you shut up, and you uncross the legs. You have to do that. See, I do it all the time. I'm always talking because I get nervous, too, when I go to the doctor. I still get nervous. I get nervous. I I'm nervous because she's about to weigh me or something, you know. Or, you know, I'm about to get my pap smear, and, you know, I don't think I shaved my legs, you know, completely. So I'm sitting there going, oh, my gosh, I didn't go to Walmart, and I didn't buy my Schick razor, and I have to do this, and I know my blood pressure. Yeah, but my blood pressure still has been good. But check your blood pressure at home. Check your blood pressure morning, check it in the afternoon, check it at night. And, I mean, very simple to do. Write the numbers down. If something stressful happens, that's the best time to check it. We want to know how much you spike. I've talked about this multiple times. The spikes, to me, are more important than sometimes what you are walking around baseline. I have people baseline walking around 120 over 80, 120 over 85, so we don't medicate them, yet we catch them spike up to 150 over 90. That's kind of important, because what happens when you spike? That's when you get ischemic events, and you cut off blood supply to the brain, to the eye, to the heart. So these spikes are what's worrisome. So if you're running around prehypertensive, I'm going to assume that when you are stressed or angry or excited, then you're going to have a blood pressure spike. So don't mess with it. All right, we are going into our next hour of the Dr. Dolly Show. For those of you that can't get in your affiliate, go to GCNlive.com to listen in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our BrightSideBen team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.